You know, there's this thing going around about shutting down rideshare during this virus situation. But I'm just going to tell you, there's people out there that need the rideshare to get to the hospital, to get to the grocery store, to get to work, to get back from the airport, to get home. These people who are saying this stuff are ridiculous. They're crazy. I picked up somebody from the grocery store. I said, do you think that this is an essential service? She said, yes. She said, what would I do if I didn't have Uber to get back and forth from the grocery store? I mean, what's she going to do, take a taxi cab? Are they going to shut down the taxi cabs? And I asked some other people. This one guy had to go to work like 30 minutes away. And what's he gonna do? Pay a taxi like $200? You know, this attack on the independence of the worker, this is an attack. This is a bioweapon, but it's also a media attack by the liberals to shut down essential services even. It is essential that these people have a ride to the grocery store and home. And people who can't understand that, those people have their own car, they have their own money flow coming in. They don't understand people who don't have much to, they live week to week, you know. This attack on jobs and the economy and rideshare and the gig economy. I mean, what about companies like DoorDash and Postmates? Are they going to shut those down too? What about McDonald's drive-thru? What about Wendy's drive-thru? Are they going to shut those down? You know, it's getting ridiculous, people. You can't shut down life. And as soon as it gets warm weather, people are not going to put up with it. They're going to walk outside. They're going to be doing something. When it's warm, they're going to be outside. They're not going to put up with it. And so all this fear-mongering and all these theories and all these articles and all this media telling you a bunch of lies. It's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous.